659, Triple Team Traffic, and back to you, Andy.
Amanda, northbound I-15, already starting to fill in a little bit now between 90th and 7200 South in particular. Maybe a little bit of slowing, not much. Pretty bad on 5600 West right now. From 201 all the way up to the railroad tracks in that long, desolate field stretch. I think the railroad arms are down or a very long train is going through because I see delays in both directions in that portion of 56th West. And, of course, the westbound 80 crash at the Lake Point, but just before Lake Point, Eric Butler.
We're looking good in Utah County. No accidents reported so far on I-15. We are seeing a crash over on U.S. 40 out as you head down from I-80 towards Heber City. That's right around Jordanelle Reservoir, but it looks like it's not causing any problems. Aubrey?
Daves and Weber County drivers can expect a pretty smooth drive this morning on I-15 going both directions. We do have a little congestion around Hillar First Base Southgate, but the rest of our streets are looking good. UDOT construction alert. Plan for lane closures on the I-215 West Belt. I-215 is reduced to two lanes each night and weekend between SR-201 and 4700 South. While crews reconstruct the freeway. I'm Aubrey Worthich in the KSL Traffic Center.